Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast. Here today with our special guest, Mr. Robert Hoyt, Director of Admissions and Recruitment for the Department of Drama at NYU Tisch School of the Arts.
Hello.
Welcome back. This is
Thank
part
you.
Two.
We've
never done a two-parter before, so we left off. We spoke about the wonderful opportunities with the musical theater track, among other things. So even if you are an acting-only student, I would go ahead and listen to that first half of this podcast, too, because we covered a lot about the program and campus life and things like that in the first half of this episode. So go back and listen to that first half. But let's dive in today and speak specifically about those studios that are acting only at NYU Tisch. How many acting only studios are there?
Well, we have six studios that are specifically for acting, but then we also have a studio for our musical theater program, as well as though we have a concentration in directing that lives inside one of these acting studios. And then we also though have a concentration in production and design, known as our production and design studio. So though we do have six active acting-only studios.
So you mentioned something interesting just then, and we'll explain that first before we get in there. So you said the directing program lives inside one of those acting studios. So if a student goes into, well, first, which studio is that?
That's our Playwrights Horizons Theater School studio. So with our directing candidates, is they'll begin in the acting studio there. They'll get some acting training, but as they move forward throughout their program, they will get more of the director components involved. The one thing about the Playwrights Horizons Theater School, one of our partner studios, is that it encompasses more of the whole theater maker, not only acting, but then also there's additional coursework though in design, scene study, playwriting, as well as directing. And then as our directing candidates though move forward throughout that studio, they get more of the directing curriculum involved with that. So that's one thing that's unique about that particular studio.
And so for students that are interested in production and design, tell us about that program a bit in that studio.
Well, that's fantastic. That really anchors our program here because we rely so much on our production and design students here. Our production and design studio is specific for students who are interested in production and design and technical theater. We ask that the students that enter our production and design studio to have primary and secondary area of interest such as scene design, costume design, lighting design, sound design and stage management and production management. And that studio though is wholly focused though on production and design, theater making, technical theater elements.
So there's no acting in that studio at all?
No, there is not. However, if one of our production and design candidates do want to take an acting class, they can go ahead and take one outside of the studio system. Also though too, we do have a program, a production series called Tisch Drama Stage, which is an opportunity for our students, regardless of whatever studio they happen to be placed into, they're more than welcome to go ahead and audition for a production. So if one of our production and design candidates do want to get involved in a performance opportunity, they're more than welcome to audition for one of these productions.
Beautiful. And so the acting-only studios, let's talk about what those are called. What are the names of the acting-only studios first?
No, as I mentioned, we have six acting-specific studios. Here at NYU, we have our experimental theater wing, the Meisner Studio, and then we also partner, though, with outside professional actor training programs, the Stella Adler Studio for Acting, the Atlantic Theater Company Acting School, the Playwrights Horizons Theater School, and the Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute. So those are our partner studios, and they work in conjunction with us here at NYU.
And we spoke a little bit in the last half of this episode about how students are selected for each of those. So how you've got an acting only student that comes to you that's interested only in acting studios. who and how are those decisions made?
That's a very good question. It's primarily based on the student's artistic review, and the artistic review is our audition process, and I'll explain more about that. You'll see how detailed it really is. But what happens is a student will complete their artistic review, and for an acting candidate, this will consist of two contemporary monologues, as well as a conversation with their evaluator. What we'll do is we'll gather that information during that artistic review, and that will tell us what type of theater maker the student actually is, what type of theater drives them wild, where's their passion within this field, why do they want to continue exploring this field as part of their college studies, what is it that drives them mad. It's, again, this is their opportunity to share their enthusiasm and passion for this field that they're about to enter. Again, the evaluator will go ahead and collect all this information, and then our studio placement committee will go ahead and sit down and review all of this information and make sure that the student is placed in the most supportive, appropriate studio based on the type of theater maker that they are, as well as the type of theater maker they want to become. For example, and I may have mentioned this before in the previous podcast, if an actor reveals to us that they act more from the heart or from the gut, and that's where they approach their art or their craft, they'd be better off placed in this studio. Or if they're an actor that does a lot of analysis beforehand, they do a lot of textual work and they approach things more intellectually before they enter the emotional life of the character, they'd be better off placed in that studio. So again, what will happen is the committee will place the student artist in the most supportive, appropriate studio based on that information that they give us during their artistic review. We want to place them into an environment that will challenge them, support them to grow, and even, I hate to say sometimes, even allow them to fail, but it will be in that safe, supportive, risk-taking environment there, as opposed to being placed into a studio or into a training program that provides a method that works against the type of way that they learn or the type of way that they make theater or they make their art. It'd be very unfair to go ahead and place a student where they're not supported or able to go ahead and grow because they're so busy trying to make themselves fit into a specific way of learning.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let's imagine that I am a acting only BFA student headed to my first year at NYU Tisch School of the Arts. Could you tell me what that first year will look like for me? And I know it might be a little bit different depending upon the studio I'm in, but tell me sort of an overall what that looks like.
This is a really good question. What's really good about the way the program is set up is like your first year, you're pretty much taken care of. In a nutshell, we operate on a 5-day-a-week schedule. So 3 days a week, you'll be in your conservatory classes. You'll be in your studio classes. So as an acting candidate, here you'll have your classes in voice, text, movement, character analysis, scene study, et cetera, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with a break for lunch. But again, it's extremely rigorous professional conservatory training 3 days a week. And those other 2 days will be your academic days. Here you will go ahead and you'll take care of some of the academic requirements that are part of the degree. Here you'll have a class in theater studies, as well as a general education class in the humanities or sciences, and one of your electives. That's one thing about the program, is that we're divided up 50% artistic, 50% academic. So as a BFA in theater candidate here at Tisch Drama, you're required to take a number of academic classes in addition to your professional studio conservatory classes. So this way you kind of have the best of both worlds. So you've got this very robust, rigorous artistic training, but then you have this empowering academic curriculum that you can marry the two together there, and that just sort of unlocks the entire field of theater for our students.
Mm-hmm. And so other than obviously the classwork, students always want to know about performance opportunities and what that looks like. And this, I think we could have an entire additional episode in and of itself talking about the performance opportunities at NYU. So if we're speaking about both musical theater, acting students, what does the production schedule or the performance opportunities look like?
All right, Tisch Drama, because of the size of our student body, we provide over 150 production opportunities for our students each year. And these range anywhere from intimate one-night stage readings up to full-scale productions. There's studio workshops, workshop productions, as well as independent directing projects available for our students, as well as student-generated work. And again, there are performance opportunities not only within your studio, anywhere between 6 to 8 productions in each of the studios, but also we have a series called Tisch Drama Stage, which may be considered like a department's main stage production. And we'll do anywhere between 4 to 6, though, all department productions. As I mentioned, the Tisch Drama Stage is available for all of our students, regardless of what studio they're placed into, where they're able to audition and perform in the all department productions. So again, when all is said and done, we have about 150 performance opportunities. Also, though, too, there are performance opportunities built in within the curriculum. For example, let's say that you're working on a series of Chekhov scenes with the full intention of performing them for an outside audience over a long weekend, a Thursday, Friday, to show on Saturday. So that is also, though, integrated within the curriculum as well. One thing about the performance opportunities, too, is that we expose our students, regardless of whatever studio they have been placed into, to what is all available in terms of production. So, for example, you may be in an acting studio. You will do a musical or two during each year's production season. Same thing, though, too, with our musical theater studio. The majority of the performances will be musicals, but we will also, though, have them perform a Shakespeare and probably a European or American classic, such as a Chekhov or an Ibsen or a Tennessee Williams. So again, all of our training is primarily actor-centered. But again, though, if you are in an acting studio, you will get, you know, a variety of different types of productions and titles during your training. You know, again, running throughout European, American classics, all the way up to contemporary works and new musicals. Same thing, though, within your curriculum of study, though, as an acting student, acting studio student, you will have coursework, though, in voice and in singing, and you will even have dance classes as part of your academic curriculum there.
Required as part of the degree, or as just an option that you can add?
Both. Within studios, you will have these voice and movement musical theater components, but then also, though, as an acting candidate, we also have them available as electives. You can take private voice lessons as an elective, as well as specific dance classes. So for our acting candidates who want to get their MT shots, you're more than welcome to go ahead and explore that outside of your studio as well. But we do have those as part of the curriculum. For example, in all of the acting studios, but I was going to say in Stella Adler, you'll spend your first 2 semesters in introductory ballet classes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So the school puts on 150 productions roughly a year that are school sponsored.
Yes.
Are there that doesn't mean, though, that there's 150 opportunities for every student. There are specific opportunities within their studio, and then there are all departments. Correct? Did I understand that correctly?
Okay. Yes, correct.
And
so, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. And you mentioned that. That number is because of the number of students that you, the size of your department. So could you remind us, for the people who didn't listen to the last episode, how many students are you bringing in each year as a new class?
No, sure. So the total population of Tisch Drama is approximately 1,400 students, making us the largest undergraduate theater program in the country.
By far. By far.
And we usually accept an incoming class of about 350 to 400 students each year. Now, to accommodate an incoming class of that size, this is where our studio system plays an integral role. As I mentioned, we have six primary studios in acting, but we also have the one in musical theater and one in production and design here. So again, after you're accepted to Tisch Drama, you'll be placed into your primary training studio based on your artistic review and discipline of study. And then that studio is further broken up into smaller class sections. So your actual artistic training classes, your actual professional studio training classes are about 16 to 18 students, which is ideal for individual, personalized, professional artistic training. So that's how the studio system really comes into play with our numbers.
So how big approximately is each studio in the acting only? We talked about these.
It depends on the studio itself there. So it can range anywhere, though, depending on the core sections, it can range anywhere between 36 students up to 64 students. But again, that's not one specific class section. Again, if we have, for example, a studio of 64 students there, we'll divide them up into class sections of 16 to 18. So basically, we'll have four sections of 16 to 18 students in that studio that has 64 incoming students in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Tell us about the opportunity to study abroad.
Now that's a fantastic question. I love answering this question here. Because when you attend NYU, you are truly attending a global university. We have campuses in Shanghai, Abu Dhabi, Buenos Aires, Paris, London, Madrid, just to name a few. And you could study abroad under the umbrella of Tisch Drama or under the auspices of NYU, the university as a whole. If you choose to study abroad through Tisch Drama, we have two Tisch Drama programs abroad. You could visit our campus in London and study with the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts, or you could go visit our campus in Berlin and study Stanislavski, Grotowski, and Brecht. If you can't bear to leave New York City during the academic school year, I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. However, we do have two fantastic summer programs abroad also through Tisch Drama. You could go to our campus in Amsterdam and study experimental theater, or you could go to our campus in Florence, Italy and study Commedia dell'arte.
Wow.
As I mentioned too, if you want to, you could take a fully academic semester abroad and you could study at any one of NYU's international campuses and take care of some of those general education and elective credits that I mentioned earlier. Study abroad is one thing that we wholly encourage here at Tisch Drama because it's a fantastic opportunity available for our students. And again, you can go ahead and study abroad through Tisch Drama and take some of those artistic drama theater classes. Or again, if you want to, study abroad at any one of our international campuses and just pursue an academic semester. We can go ahead and support you with that as well.
And sorry, you mentioned if you didn't want to leave during the school year, there's the summer program, but how long and when are the study abroad opportunities? When can you do that and how long are they? A semester?
Oh, that's a very good question. Study abroad is available for you when you start your advanced training. You heard me mention when I was talking about the studios and you get placed into your primary training studio. That's your first 2 years of study. You'll be placed in your primary training studios for your first 2 years of study while you're with us. And here you'll get your foundational training. After that, you'll begin your advanced training. That's your last 2 years with us. However, it's much more than that. We see it more as four separate semesters. And the reason why is that there's so many opportunities for you to explore during your advanced training. After you complete your first 2 years of primary training, you could, as an option, study abroad for one semester. If you choose the summer program, it's a 4 to 6 week program, depending on which program you're in as well. So that's study abroad as part of your advanced training. I'm going to take advantage of talking about advanced training here. If you choose to, once you complete your primary training, you could stay in your primary training studio and explore the advanced training and methods that that studio provides. Or another option is you could transfer into a different primary training studio, one that you weren't originally placed into, to add more different training to your toolkit and meet and work with new colleagues and faculty members. So let's say, for example, you are placed in the Meisner studio for your primary training and you spend your first 2 years studying the Meisner technique. During your first 2 years, you're going to meet colleagues from other studios and you might end up saying to yourself, you know, I really like the collaborative movement-based work that they're doing in the experimental theater wing. And I want to get that training added to my toolkit. What you could do is you could audition, and if you're accepted, transfer into the experimental theater wing and spend the next semester there, or the next 2 semesters, or the next 2 years there. That's just an example of how trying a different studio as part of your advanced training can work for you. Another option is to try one of our advanced only studios. Now, these are studios only available for our advanced students or students who have completed the primary training, our juniors and our seniors. We have 2 advanced only studios. We have one, the classical studio, where you study Shakespeare, Restoration, and Jacobean theater. Or you could try our Stone Street studio for film and television acting, and that's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. And then a fourth option as part of your advanced training is an internship. Let's say that during your first 2 years of primary training, you develop another interest in this vast, extensive field of theater, such as casting or theater producing or theater communications or marketing. If an internship will help you move further, faster, in terms of your academic and artistic goals while you're studying this field of theater here, with an internship, we can help arrange an internship for you. I mean, we're just a few subway stops from the center of the universe where everything is happening. We'd be remiss not to be able to take advantage of this remarkable resource here. So if you want to take an internship as part of your advanced training, you could take the internship and receive advanced training credit for that during your advanced training. If being in an acting studio 3 days a week isn't getting you closer towards your goals, willing internship will help you get that set up. And then lastly, there is the travel abroad option that you can explore during your advanced training. So as you can see, our program is extensive and robust, and it's much more than acting conservatory training program. Yes, we do have that professional, rigorous, conservatory training, but with it being married with this empowering academic curriculum and these resources that are available through NYU being such a major research institution, that our students have all of these opportunities and resources at their fingertips.
So the internships are actually a great segue into asking about what you do in addition to help with the transition between the academic world and the professional world. One of the first questions that come out of the mouths of some of my students and clients is about any sort of industry showcase or a way that you introduce your graduating mm-hmm. class to the industry.
This is a really, really good question too, because you're really exposed to the industry right from day one. All of our faculty, our staff members, our administrative staff, we're all working professionals in the field here. So we're either actors, producers, casting directors, directors ourselves here. So you're immediately, though, being exposed to the industry here. But what's really remarkable about networking and career development, professional development for our students is Tisch Drama. We have our own specific Office of Career Development, our very own, that is within our own building. Of course, we have the overarching office career development through Tisch School of the Arts, and then over above that, we have NYU's Office of Career Development. But since we're such an odd animal, we have our own specific Office of Career Development. This office provides, though, a full series of career workshops here. They can range anywhere from studio-specific sessions, for example, one-on-one meetings with agents and casting directors, all the way up through like extended workshop opportunities. For example, like a 2 or 3 week opportunity to work with a casting director within your studio. So here immediately, your network is starting up here. There's also the larger workshops such as entrepreneurship, managing yourself, the business of the business, financial empowerment, all of these professional development opportunities that serve our students extremely well. Also though, in terms of showcase opportunities, with the number of productions that we do, the industry are invited to all of our production work here. And again, with us being located just a few stops from where the magic is always happening, they're always receptive to attending our production work. So like, even though you might be a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, you're doing production work that are being seen by professionals within the industry here. So throughout your 4 years with us here at Tisch Drama, you know, you will be constantly exposed to this network through the industry, not only within your classwork, but through your production work, as opposed to 3 minutes at the end of 4 years. You'll have this 4-year relationship so that when the time comes for you to seek representation, for example, or move forward with your network, they're much more comfortable and receptive to you because they've seen your work over the past 2, 3, 4 years. You develop that relationship with them. Of course, all of our studios, though, do have showcase opportunities set up for them, as well as, though, the entire student body, the department itself, has a full digital showcase opportunity that's available that gets shot out to all of the buyers of the industry within. So there is that professional network set up for you as well. So, of course, there are showcase opportunities at the end of your 4 years, but one thing is it's massaged, though, really throughout your entire time with us here.
So let's talk about the audition process, the application and audition process. We did touch on this in the last episode a bit, but I want to deep dive a bit more. Mm-hmm. First question, do you pre-screen?
No, we don't. We currently do not have a pre-screen, and we do not have a callback session. The way our program is set up is that if you want to apply and come to Tisch Drama, we will see you.
Is an on-campus audition the only option?
No, it's not. I'm very happy to say that next year we will be returning to in-person and digital artistic review sessions. The past few years, since the world was on fire, we were wholly digital, just for safety issues. But moving forward, we do offer an in-person option for all of our decision periods. And we also, though, offer a digital option for our candidates who can't make it to an in-person. One thing, too, about our digital submissions is that we were doing it way before Zoom was popular, way before everybody else had to. So we pretty much have that digital submission process down to our T. Our evaluators are very well versed in the Zoom platform and how that works for our students. And we have that set up so that it's extremely user-friendly and also, though, an extremely viable way of being accepted to Tisch Drama. So again, you could do in person. We're also going to go out on tour. We're going to Chicago and LA for the next session. Also, too, is that even though we don't participate in Unifieds, we coordinate it so that we are in those cities at the same time as Unified, so that one day you could do your Unified, and then the next day you could do your NYU Tisch Drama. That way, we'll go ahead and get you covered.
Wonderful. So what are the audition requirements then?
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and talk about just the acting then. I'm going to start right with the admissions process here. When you apply to Tisch Drama, two actions are required on your part. First is you must complete the NYU Common Application, and that's the fairly standard application that, most of our peer institutions use. And then you'll also, though, add some NYU supplement to it, your grades, your transcripts, your test scores, if you choose to include them, just so that you know. Tisch Drama, since our artistic review process is so rigorous, is that standardized test scores are optional. That means you do not have to submit them. And then also, you'll respond to a writing prompt, basically the essay portion there. So that'll be part of your common application. What will happen is then a few days after you submit your common application, you'll receive an email from Tisch Drama that will lead you to your own personalized drama artistic review portal link. Click on that link, and here you'll upload some additional personal information as well as material information that you'll be sharing with us during your artistic review. And most importantly, you'll go ahead and schedule your artistic review. So now in terms of the artistic review then itself there, again, this is our audition process, but it is a lot more than just auditioning, because you are responsible for one, performing two contrasting contemporary monologues. And by contemporary, we mean anything from 1900s to about now. Each monologue is about 90 seconds in length. No original materials. Everything must be from published plays, no musicals, no film, no TV scripts, no monologue that you Frankenstein together, you know, where you take a scene and you eliminate the other person's lines, because that's really not a monologue, that's a scene and nobody's not really speaking to you. So again, 90 seconds contemporary monologues from published plays. No props, no costumes, no accents. You in your comfortable clothing, you in your natural voice is perfect for us. That's exactly what you want, what we want to see. Now, what will happen is after you present those two monologues, you'll be asked by your evaluator to have a seat right across from the table from them. And there's only one evaluator. They'll ask you to have a seat and you'll have a conversation. Now, we call this the conversation, not an interview. This is nothing you could ever prepare yourself for. This is your opportunity to tell us what type of theater maker are you? What type of theater maker do you want to be? This is your opportunity to share your enthusiasm, your passion, your desire for this field. Why are you choosing to study theater in the next 4 years? Why NYU? Why New York City? What is it about this field that compels you to be moving forward in this specific direction? You know, this information that you share with us is just as important as those two monologues here. And again, it ties back to the studio placement process. Again, you're giving us this information here. You're telling us what type of theater maker are you? What type of theater maker do you want to be? And ultimately, what studio will best serve you in this way? So it's extremely important that, again, for our candidates to present material that they want us to see, that says something about them, that to share information about them. The entire process is really all about you, about the candidate. We're not comparing you to anybody else. We're not thinking about somebody that we just saw or somebody who we think we're going to see. Yeah. Again, that's sort of the beauty about our numbers being as large as they are, is because we're able to accept the number of students who want to be here, who deserve to be here, as opposed to a program that only accepts 24 students or 36 students each year. You know, they're capped at that. This way, we can go ahead and collect all these theater makers and help them move forward here. So again, in terms of the artistic review process, you know, the two monologues, the conversation, that all come together to help us place you in the most appropriate studio. It's a really, really great great process, a really exciting process to take part of, very different process than many other institutions. Yeah.
So who makes up the committee that makes the decisions?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's all members of the Tisch Drama faculty. Mm-hmm. So all of our evaluator staff, they're members of the Tisch Drama faculty. They will be faculty members as well as members of the Tisch Drama community. And then the actual committee itself are the faculty members as well. So these are major stakeholders within the program.
And as far as some colleges you have to be accepted academically first before you're accepted artistically. Some colleges allow you to submit, colleges that do pre-screen will give you the artistic thumbs up before you're accepted academically. How does it work at NYU Tisch? Because you said it, the degree is 50% academic, 50% artistic. So what does that process look like? Who weighs heavier?
that's a very good question. I'm laughing because I refer to this as the Thunderdome, because with the program being divided up, 50% artistic, 50% academic, 50% is your common application. Consider that your academic side here. Again, this is your grades, your transcripts. The other 50% is your artistic side. That is your artistic review. And then what happens is the admissions team, we come together and we evaluate both of those, and they have to be in balance. So you are accepted both academically and artistically at the same time. Unlike some other institutions where you're accepted academically and then you can move forward with the artistic review process or vice versa, here the decision is made at the same time. So we are working with NYU admissions academically, while us here at Tisch Drama, though, are preparing things through the artistic review. And we meet in the middle, we meet in the Thunderdome, and this is where we make our admissions decision. And you'll receive one admissions decision from NYU.
Mm. You mentioned that test optional now, which is wonderful. I wholeheartedly support that. What is the benefit, if any, then, of submitting your test scores? Like, why do it at all?
Mm-hmm. Well, we recognize that some people are better test takers than others. And sometimes, especially too, you might be having a bad day. You might not have slept as well. And so your standardized test score suffers because of that. All of that sort of stuff. What happens is, the way I approach this is if your standardized test scores are at or above NYU's averages, I say go ahead and submit them. If you would publish them as a headline on the New York Times, go ahead and publish them. But if for whatever reason they give you the slightest pause, don't. You won't be penalized for not submitting them because they're not required. What will happen is your GPA and your high school transcripts will be given a little bit more weight during your common application. Now, if you submit your standardized test scores, those will be a factor considered as part of your common application. So again, if your test scores are below NYU's averages, don't submit them. Don't put them in there, because they will be considered part of your common application.
Great.
So again, if your standardized test scores are over and above, go ahead and submit them, okay? But if not, if they give you any pause, don't. Just remember, though, your grades and your transcripts will be given just a little bit more weight, because we do not have the standardized test scores as part of the consideration here. So with that said, though, again, with our decisions being made, both academically and artistically, make sure that you keep those grades up. Make sure that your transcripts are good to go.
And does Tisch use a wait list?
Yes, we do. And we access it.
Yeah, so give us a little bit of an insight into how that works, because I feel like some students feel like at times there is a an order of, you know, you are student number one on the wait list, you are two on the wait list. Mm-hmm. And in some schools, that is the idea. That is what they go by. So how does your wait list work?
I really can't speak too much of that because NYU Central Office of Admissions monitors that. But basically what happens is after first options go out, depending on what spots are open or available, then NYU will begin accessing this wait list. And it's not so much set up that, okay, you're number one, and then you're number two, you're number three. But they end up getting released, though, in batches. So,
what I'm getting, what I was trying to get at there, I'm trying to ask questions that I know the answers to, but to get you to answer them. So it's what I'm getting at is, basically what you just said to us is that the artistic side of things actually has no control over the wait list. It's in the hands of the Central Admissions Office.
Well, they're already holding on to our waitlisted students that have, you know, are viable candidates, but for some reason or another, they did not make the initial pass there. So,
correct.
Like in terms of artistically, you know, and academically, you know, they could be viable candidates.
Correct.
So it's not weighted in that way that it's like, oh, this candidate is a superior actor compared to this other person. Same thing academically. What happens is the entire package, though, you know, is assessed. But for whatever reason, they didn't make it through the first pass.
Got it. And what you're also saying is that if a male identifying student turns down the first offer, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're looking for another male-identifying student
exactly.
to fill that gap.
No, that's it exactly. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we're not comparing our candidates to each other in any other way. You know, if they are, a viable, you know, potential student, then we'll accept them. You know, regardless of
their type.
You know, that's simple binary. That's what sets us apart. Again, not to diss our peer institutions, but if they're only accepting 16 students each year, and 8 of them have to be male identifying, and 8 of them have to be female identifying, 4 of them have to be character actors, 2 of them have to be ingenues, that type of thing. Yeah, we don't operate in sort of what I call a company casting idea. You know, it's like, what we do is we accept an incoming class of about 350 to 400 theater makers,
mm-hmm.
you know, students who want to move forward based on their own individual needs and goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So NYU, I'm going to ask some difficult questions now. I ask the tough questions that everybody wants to know, things that come to me all the time. NYU has a bit of a reputation for, let's say, not giving a ton of merit-based scholarship money. And that question is asked of me very often when I get new students. So can you speak to us a little bit about the financial aid process? And I know this is not your department. But what do you tell students that are concerned about paying for NYU that, you know, has a New York City college price tag attached to it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to students when they're looking to apply to your school that are a little nervous about that price tag?
Yeah, I say go ahead and start planning. I mean, if NYU is even just a glimmer in your eye, go ahead and start planning. Full disclosure here, Tisch Drama in my office has nothing to do with financial aid,
mm-hmm.
but NYU's Office of Financial Aid is extremely supportive. If you go ahead and you visit the financial aid pages on the nyu.edu website there, it will outline everything you need to consider in terms of financial aid. I say, sit down with your parents, put on a pot of coffee and sit and read through all of that, you'll find that extremely helpful. Even on the Tisch Drama admissions page, I have a little section there that deals with financial aid with some links there that will help you go ahead and at least get the lay of the land and start to strategize. You're correct in that for our new incoming students, there isn't much merit-based scholarship available. Primarily, it's all need-based in terms of financial aid. At Tisch Drama, we don't want a money to stand in the way of our students' successes. You know, as a student at NYU, there are several types of financial aid that are available that include NYU financial assistance, scholarships, and grants. We have work study, and of course, there's federal loans. Now, to qualify for financial assistance, though, it is imperative that you complete your financial aid paperwork. If we don't know that you need financial aid, then we're not going to give it to you. Mm-hmm. What I mean by your paperwork, complete your FAFSA and your CSS. Complete these as soon as you submit your Common App. Otherwise, you will not be eligible for funding. You know? Mm-hmm. So again, I always say, fill out your forms, and make sure that you fill them out by the deadlines that are posted on the NYU website, because a lot of this funding is federally based, and there's no hedging around those due dates. I mean, once that train has left the station, it is gone. So again, even if you don't think you need financial aid, complete your FAFSA and your CSS. At Tisch Drama, again, as I mentioned, we have very little to do with financial aid, but I want to let our candidates know that every student who completes an artistic review is automatically submitted and eligible for any and all NYU artistic scholarships, but that's all worked out on the back end through the Office of Financial Aid. Again, though, complete your paperwork.
Yes, and I will say, from my own observations, and this is not by any means supported by NYU, I have seen some miracles happen with NYU Tisch in most recent years. Even with the reputation, so to speak, that you don't have a ton of money to give, I've seen some very, very generous financial aid come from NYU Tisch in recent years. So yes, complete all of the paperwork on time and get it in there, and
Tim,
things can work out.
Thank you for bringing that up, too, is that that's one thing that that Tisch School of the Arts has been committed to. We are striving to fulfill any expressed need. So again, to reiterate, you'll fill out your FAFSA, and whatever is identified as a need, based on that Tisch Drama and NYU Financial Aid, we are moving forward and striving to go ahead and meet that need. So I'm glad that you brought that up, because the past few years we've been very successful with that and helping our students attend NYU without that financial liability.
Right. So we're going to wrap up our second half of this. I just wanted to open the floor and see if there's anything else that you wanted to add or to say, or anything that we may have forgotten to talk about during the process.
Thank you. And I'm going to apologize, because between this session and the last session, it's like I probably jumped around so many different places. Thank you for keeping me on track.
I think we both did. Don't worry.
Yeah, I think it's because I can't say enough about the program, and there is too much to say about the program. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a plug. I'm going to invite your listeners, though, to really take a deep dive into the Tisch Drama website there. Because chances are that will answer any questions that I didn't even think to have addressed. Our website is tisch.nyu.edu/drama. Go ahead, visit that. I also want to invite you to click on the admissions page, though, or the Visit Us page, because we have in-person information sessions. They're usually held most Mondays and Fridays at 12 noon here at Tisch Drama. So you can go ahead and register us for that. And if you can't make it, though, we also offer them over Zoom. We also have a virtual session as well. So there's more information on the Tisch Drama website for that. I invite you to go ahead and attend one of those info sessions there. You'll get a lot more succinct information than hearing me ramble. Again, that website is tisch.nyu.edu/drama. And then also, though, you'll notice on the Tisch Drama website is that there's several buttons throughout that say email us, connect with us. Please, if you have any questions, email us. I guarantee you, there's a real person on the other end there, and we'll get back to you. We also have a phone number during regular business hours. If you have a question, please give us a call. Again, there's a real person, so do not be surprised if someone picks up the phone. Be prepared to start talking. And if not, though, if you have to leave a message, and don't be surprised if we call back. So that's please, awesome. Yeah, connect with us. Visit the website there, and we look forward to getting an email or a phone call or even having you attend an info session.
Great. Well, Robert, it's been so great to talk to you today about the incredible BFA programs at NYU Tisch, and we look forward to having you around here real soon.
Oh, thank you. Thank All you right. so much. This was great.
Thank you. All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.